I'm Brian McCreath at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed with François-Xavier Roth, who's here at Tanglewood for the very first time. François-Xavier, thank you for a little bit of your time today. Just tell me your impression when you came to Tanglewood for the very first time earlier. Was it maybe earlier this week?
Yes, it was actually on Wednesday we started to rehearse. It's here a very special place for sure. It's my very first time. I wanted to become a conductor. I did apply with a videotape years ago, but unfortunately it didn't work. I didn't pass the selections at the time. And it's very, very touching to be here because for sure it's one of the most famous and rich, I could say, music center in your country. It's very famous in Europe because all the amazing musical adventures which did happen here are very famous in Europe for sure. And it's simply a joy to do music with the Boston Symphony in their second house, Tanglewood. So it's a great joy to be here.
And you certainly passed the selection this time around, which is wonderful. So you have two programs that are completely Brahms and Schumann, and I know you well enough to know that when you put together programs, there's a lot of thought behind it. And I wonder, Brahms and Schumann are a very natural pairing from a historical point of view. They knew each other well. But what is it that we get that's more clear about each composer when you have them in such close proximity?
So, first of all, I have to say that I am music director in Cologne, which is a very special region in Germany to do with the Rhine. This region, for sure, Schumann was very active in Düsseldorf, which is very close to Cologne. And when I started my job there in 2015 as music director, I wanted to experience Schumann's music with my orchestra, with my new orchestra, the Gürtinische Orchestra. And I have to say it was a revelation because really the culture in this region of Germany to do with this flowing musicality, something very melodic, very horizontal way to phrase. And I have to say that all the time, maybe as a French guy, I had some difficulties with Johannes Brahms' music. And I have to say that since I was a teenager, I was very, very interested in Brahms music when it's about Schumann, when it comes from Schumann. I was always very, negative when I heard Brahms to do with something bombastic, something almost heavy metal music making. And I prefer to see Brahms' novelties, Brahms' modernity through his father in music, Robert Schumann. So it's the purpose of these two programs, is to present Brahms in this continuity of the influence of Schumann, and for sure to celebrate Schumann, because Schumann is still today. I had my father on the phone yesterday. I said, I conduct the Concertstück for four horns. And he said, I don't know this piece. Still, many people don't know all Schumann music because for a very long period, Schumann was not at all considered like a symphonist composer. He was much more something to do, a composer to do with the lead, with the piano music, etc. But the side of the symphonic composer is maybe still to discover. So that's the purpose of these two programs. It's a mini Schumann and Brahms festival in two concerts. And I'm very glad that we can present these two composers together, because we did, even with a short amount of rehearsals, we did a very specific job with the orchestra around this culture of how this amazing music can flow, really. And I decided to choose a reduced orchestra. It's not a huge orchestra, so it's only 12 first violins, 4 or 5 basses, And I like to hear this music with this freedom and with this transparency.
And was the generation of the programs, did it begin with the concertos? Because you have these terrific soloists doing one of them, Brahms with Kirill Gerstein, and then Yo-Yo Ma with Schumann. Is that where the idea started?
I think that Tony Falk told me to start with, we could have Yo-Yo Ma as a soloist for Schumann. And then we did build this program. And I said to Tony Falk, what about this pairing of two programs for these two evenings? So it started, yes, indeed, with Yo-Yo Ma. And for me, it's the first time I do music with Yo-Yo Ma. So I'm completely honored. How can I say in English? I'm very, very impressed before to rehearse with him and to do music with him. He's such a hero in our world, classical music. You know, there are not so many heroes, I have to say. Hero in the sense of making music, for sure, at the highest level since years and years, but also sharing this humanity and this idea of universality in music is very rare. Maybe the last one was Mr. Menuhin, and now we have Yo-Yo Ma. And I would like to add something about, for sure, Kirill Gerstein, the amazing soloist. And it's a joy also to play and to revisit this second piano concerto by Brahms. He's somebody I appreciate so much. His repertoire is so, so big, and he's a very curious in all the kind of repertoires. So it's very, very, it's a great honor also to play this concerto with him.
François Xavier Roth, it's great to have you here at Tanglewood. I appreciate a little bit of your thoughts today about these two programs. Terrific stuff, and I'm looking forward to hearing it.
My pleasure.